The Gemara Kufi Rala from the day says as follows. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Sakin Sheshachat Ba'osalachtach Barosech. Rav Nachman says in the name of Shmuel that if you sheft with a sakin, you can't cut a piece of hot meat with that sakin. What does that mean? Why shouldn't you be able to cut a piece of hot meat? So Rashi says like this: Sakin Sheshachat Ba'aydi Debeis Hashchita Roseach Bolea Hasakin Min Adam Ve'osalachtach Barosech Mipnei Shechozur Kolito. Rav Nachman is telling us that Beis Hashchita Roseach, the Beis Hashchita, the Mokum of the Beis Hashchita is hot. Clearly it's not like a Kli Rishon, but the point is there is heat there. So therefore, Sakin Sheshachat Ba, there's a Blia of what? There's an absorption of Dam in the Sakin from the Beis Hashchita. So it's also to be Chotech Basar Roseach with that Sakin, because the Blia of Dam is going to come out and it's going to be Nivla into the Basar Roseach. That's apparently what Shmuel is telling us. Sakin Sheshachat Ba has a Blia of Dam. Where did it get a Blia of Dam? Because Beis Hashchita Roseach. Once Beis Hashchita Roseach, the sakin is going to become usher, and we're afraid that the blia is going to come out of the bus. So all of the Rishonim are troubled with this Rashi. Because there's a Rashi earlier, there's a Gemara earlier. The Gemara Daf Chesam Beis talks about a different case, and the maskon of the Gemara there seems to be that Beis Hashchita Tzone, Beis Hashchita is not Roseach. Which Gemara am I referring to? The Gemara Daf Chesam Beis talks about Sakin Shreifa. What's the din of Sakin Shreifa? Chesam Beis. Sakin Shreifa pligi bar Ravacha viravina chadamar b'chamin v'chadamar b'tzonin v'hilchasa afila b'tzonin. What's a Sakin Shreifa? The Sakin is a Shreifa. The Sakin was used to shech the behema that you later found out was a Shreifa. So now the problem is, whatever blios you have in this Sakin from the Shrita, from the Maisa Shrita, those are going to be blios shel Isser. So if you have shamnunis on, if you have oily residue on the sakin, that's oily residue of Isser. If you have a blia, if you were to claim Beis Hashchita Roseach, now you'd have a blia inside the sakin, that's a blia of treifus inside the sakin. So there's a machlokas amoroyim, if you want to kasher that sakin, what to do? Do you do it b'chamin? Do you need hagola? Do you have to kasher the sakin b'hagola? Or is hadocha enough? Can you just wash it off with tzonein, cold water? The Gemara paskins up. The halacha is that tzonin is sufficient. Says Rashi, hilchas afilu b'tzonin. Why? Kasava beis hashchita tzonin v'lo bola hasakin d'lo neschamin. The sakin wasn't bola anything, so that's why hadach is enough. Ay, there's shamnunis. There's going to be oil residue on the sakin. Good, so be meidiach. Wash it off, and then there's no problem. Hagol is only necessary to take out the beliyah, to take out the absorption in the sakin. But if there is no absorption, if Beis Hashchita Tzoni, there is no absorption, then there shouldn't be a problem. So Rashi seems to the Gemara passes. Rashi is explaining the psak of the Gemara that Chesam and Beis Behilchas Betzonin Beis Hashchita Tzoni. And yet Rashi explains that Shmuel holds that Sakin Shachah Ba'Basa Lachlech Ba'Roseach is because Beis Hashchita Roseach Stira Minei Ubei. It's mamish a contradiction. Rashi paskins based on the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara doesn't say Beis Hashchita Tzonin. The Gemara doesn't explain V'Hilchas HaBetzonin means Beis Hashchita Tzonin. But Rashi explains that that's what V'Hilchas HaBetzonin means. That if I want to kasher the Sakin Treifa, it's enough just to be Meidiach V'Mayim Tzonin. I don't need Hagola. Rashi says it's because Beis Hashchita Tzonin, there was no Belia in the Sakin. Great. But then how do you understand Rav Nachman HaMashua that Sakin Sheshach HaBa'os Alach Lech Baroseach? Because Beis Hashchita Roseach, it's the chastira from one line to the next. That's the problem that all the Rishonim address. So they give different answers, and the truth is there really are a total of three answers to try to explain Rashi's understanding of Shmuel over here. None of the three answers are licked in the verit of Rashi. None of the three answers really lie in the words. It's a chiddush, let me a chiddush anyway. The kasha is going to be stronger than the teretz. But you have to know what the Rishonim do. They muchetzich a pshat, they push in a pshat, they work hard to figure out what Pshat and Rashi is. How can you reconcile the two sugyas? That's our job. Our job is to work on the Pshat of the sugyas. Let's see what the Rishon is saying. The Ramban, the Ramasal V'i, on our sugya, on Kuf Yud Aleph on the base. Ramban says as follows. Ika dekashalach ha-kaimalam besakin treifa mediach. That's the kashin. In seven words, the Ramban just says the kashin. The Gemara paskins by Sak and Trefi, you just have to be Mediach, no Hagola. What's the Kasha? Well, the Kasha is, that's assuming that Beis Hashchit Tzonein. So why over here can't you cut the Roseach? V'ikol ha-meimar hasam bebo lishchot bo. There we're not talking about cooking, cutting a Basar Roseach. They were talking about shechting with the meat, shechting with the Sakin. Let's get this straight. Hasam bebo lishchot bo. There we're not talking about cutting the Basar Roseach. They were talking about shechting a new animal. V'kach pirish harav Rav Moshe Hasfardi Zal, the Rambam. K'demefurish hasam begimara. The idea the treaty simonim afuke dama. Lobali minei la'acha shehudach. What's the Ramban saying? The Ramban is saying the real chilek is here we're cutting roseach, there we're shechting another animal. So what? What does that do? Doesn't the Gemara conclude based on shechita tzonein? What the Ramban seems to be saying is this, that really based on shechita roseach, even the man da Omar who says Bitzonin on Daf Chesam and Beis holds Beis Hashchita Roseach. But although Beis Hashchita Roseach, it's not going to ask them, because I did the Torah L'mifla Doma, since the shechting the next animal, so shechting the next animal in that Beis Hashchita, there's blood spurting out. The blood that's spurting out, it's Torah L'mifla Doma, the Simonim are working so hard to be polite down. They're not going to be Bolea from the Sakim. That's what the Gemara is saying. Not like Rashi. The Ramban is not really explaining Rashi. Rashi says the reason why Mediach by Sak and Treva, the reason why Bitzonin is enough is because Beis Hashchita Tzonin. The Ramban says that's not Pshat. The Pshat is even if Beis Hashchita is Taka Roseach, it still isn't a problem. Why? Because Aizi Detarid Lemifla Dama. The Simonim Atrudim Lemifla Dama. The Simonim are working hard to be Poli Tadam, so they're not going to be Bolea. So even though it's hot, but hot can't override other factors. The factor that's really key for us, right? The key factor is that the simanim atarid lemifla dama, so they're not going to allow any blia to take place. That's the Ramban's pshat. So there's no stira from the two gemaras. Shmuel's talking about to be chotech what? To be chotech basar roseach. You want to cut hot meat? The meat is not torid lemifla dama. The meat is not jumping to be polite anything, so it will suck in. It'll be bolea from the sucking. Beis Hashchita Roseach, exactly the way Rashi says on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. But the Gemara on Daf Ches says Hilchas Ubitzonein that if you have Yisak and Treifa, it's not necessary to do Hagola. Hadocha is sufficient. That's because there the Simonim Atarid Lemifladama. There you're shechting another animal. Shechita is totally different. You're shechting another animal. The animals Simonim are pushing to spurt out the blood, so they're not going to be bolea. That's the difference. That's the Ramban's reconciliation of the two different sugyos. But again, is that Pshat and Rashi? The Ramban himself doesn't say this is Pshat and Rashi. He's troubled with the Kasha because he interpreted Shmuel and Kuf Yud Aleph to be saying the same as Rashi, so he's troubled with the Kasha. So he works on the Kasha. He says, really, you got to say Beis Hashchita Roseach, even according to the Manda Amar Davches, the Manda Amar Bitzonin Beis Hashchita Roseach, it's just there's another reason why there's going to be no Belia, even though it is Roseach. That's the Ramban's Pshat. Oh, but that's not the Pshat in Rashi. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Hilchas Bitzonin means Beis Hashchita Tzonin. So we're still back to square one when it comes to Rashi. Avi? Rashi says, on Kufi and Aleph and Beis, the reason why you can't cut hot meat with the Sak and Sheshachaba is because Beis Hashchita Roseach, the Beis Hashchita is hot, so therefore the Sakan Sheshachaba is going to have a belia of dam inside of it. Now you cut the Basar Roseach, you're going to be maflit, into the Basar Roseach, this belia of dam. Problem is, Rashi Adav Chesam Abeis says that the Gemara that Paskins Vehilchos HaBetzonin is telling us Beis Hashchita Tzonin. That's why you don't have to do Hagolah. If you shechted an animal, turns out it's a treifa, now you have belios of treifas inside the sakin, there's no need to do hagol on that sakin. Hadach is sufficient, why not? But didn't you say the Beis Hashchita Roseach? So there should be a belia of treifas inside the sakin. It's a problem. The Ramban says no. Beis Hashchita is taka roseach, but there are no belios of treifas inside the sakin. Why not? Because the simonim atarid lemifla dama. Or maybe I should say that better. There are belios of treifas inside the sakin from the first shechita, but they're not going to be mavliya into the second animal. That's really what I meant. Avi, you got it? There will be belios of treifos inside the sakin, because the sakin's not torid lemiflat anything. It's not. So something will go into the sakin, but what went into the sakin is not going to go into the second animal, because the second animal simanim are so busy pushing out whatever dam is coming out there. Yanif.
I don't understand how the explaining the seemingly contradiction to Rashi. It still doesn't get rid of.
Doesn't get rid of the contradiction in Rashi. Right?
Right,
it doesn't. That's what I just conceded. Right? What I'm trying to do is two things. I'm trying to reconcile the sugyas, and I'm also trying to reconcile Rashi. So we haven't reconciled Rashi, but we do have a way to reconcile the two sugyas. Ramban's approach. I'm sorry?
If we don't explain
Rashi. We'll get to Rashi slowly. The Ramban has the first pshat. The Ramban says, I can explain the two sugyas. Really, we pass in the Beis HaShchita Roseach, even in the Gemara and Daf Ches Amud Beis. The reason why we're not concerned about a further Shchita is because the Simanim of the second animal are going to be Torah Le'Nifla Dama, so they're not going to be Balea from the second Trefa. Yes, Joey.
Do you think also according to Ravan, when you said that Leah fell and the Leah is different,
and
that since the Kli is not so
Balea,
that's
something. Both Kufir Alef and Ches Amud Beis are talking about the Kli. You're working with a Sakin.
Right.
Sakin going into Ochel.
So I'm saying that but the actual Hefzer Kelim, other than with Tzonein, the Talmud Kelim much easier.
No, Tzonein just means that there's no Belia that you're getting off. You only have to get off Shamnunis, but there really is no Belia of concern.
Tzonein
means that you have to wash off the Sakin. Cold water, you don't have to boil. You'd have to put it into boiling water.
Wiping it off, it works.
Washing it off, not wiping it off. We're going to get to the difference. Kinuach and Hadoch are not the same.
Right,
we're
washing it off because it's not it's very thin, it's not hard to get the
tom out. The Ritva has a line like this. Let's not jump. Let's take it slow. Okay? Two more and then we have to go on. Charlie.
How come in the first animal, the knife will be
Bolea
the dam, but in the second animal...
The knife is Bolea the dam. In the second animal, I'm not talking about the knife. I'm talking about the animal being Bolea, what's coming out of the knife. Yeah.
So the Ramban would say that Adacha is for the same reason that Rashi said it, to wipe off the Shulman?
Yes. Yes, hadach is sufficient to wipe up the shuma, but why are we not concerned about the bliya? The Ramban says
because
no,
because
it's squirting, so therefore it's pushing out whatever dam, it's not going to be bliya. The Rashba has a different pshat here. The Rashba's pshat could be read into Rashi maybe a little bit. Let's see this Rashba. The Rashba is Dibur Maschil Omar, I think. Yeah, Dibur Maschil Omar. The time of the milsa, says the Rashba. The time of the milsa, mishim da'agav ducha the sakina bola me'isa be'en. The Rashba says the reason why there's a belia, the reason why we're concerned about sakin sheshacha ba osu lachtoch ba roseach is because there's ducha the sakina. What's the belia? How does the belia come? Does the belia come because beis hashchita roseach? Not so fast. The Rashba says the belia comes because when you shach, there's ducha the sakina. There's pressure on the part of the sakin. Not the same as like a ka'ora. Let's say you have some kind of a bowl and you're cooking inside the bowl. You can have heat there, but there's no duchka. A sakin is duchka de sakina, but a stam ka'ora or a tzalacha, some kind of a bowl, a kli, you won't have duchka. But by sakina, you have duchka. Hilkach boleahu b'chamimas muad kechom beis hashchita. Says the Rashi, but there's a combination shot over here. It's not that the beis hashchita is roseach. It's not that the Beis HaShchita is Tzonei, meaning if it's Roseach, then it'll be Mavliya. If it's Tzonei, it's not Mavliya at all. No. It is Tzonei, but with Ducha the Sakina, it'll act like it's Roseach. That's really what the Rashba is saying. Combination pshat. The Beis HaShchita is like Mikzas Roseach, Ktsas Roseach. It's not Roseach Mamish. So if you have Ducha the Sakina, the Rashba says, it'll be Mavliya. It's like a Beis HaShchita Roseach. But without Ducha the Sakina, it's not Roseach enough by itself that it's going to do anything. So what? What is that? How does that help us with the two sugyas? Zokderashbuk shechotich bo roseach gomer polid hu mashabola. Once you tell me that beis hashchita is chom, is roseach enough that with duchah the sakina will be mavliya. Once you have the combination, the beis hashchita is roseach ktsas plus the duchah the sakina makes it roseach lagamer. That now you have a bliya inside the sakin. So now we can understand why you can't cut the basar roseach, because there is a bliya. The bliya is inside, and the basar roseach is going to be maflit. Going to suck out from the knife and be mavliya into the basa. Aye, what's the Gemara Daf Ches Amud Beis? There you have a sakin treifa, a sakin that you shechted the treifa. The beis hashchita, the chom of the beis hashchita, coupled with the duchka, the sakina, should be mavliya into that sakin. So how can we paskin betzonin is enough? Says the Rashba. What are you trying to do over here? You're trying to shecht another animal with this knife. Says the Rashba, tremendous chiddush. Says even if you have a combination approach between beis hashchita, roseach, ktsas, plus duchka, the sakina, that's enough to be mavliya, but not enough to be maflit. That's his chiddush. That he says over here. Hilchos tzarich hechsher gadol libun o hagala o shifa kedivrei ha'omer de shifa machsheres legami v'apilu lachtach baroseach. You need some kind of a hechsher gomer to cut the basar oseach libun hagala shifa means scraping the knife off, right? Sharpening it, but really taking off the outer klipa. Says the Rashba, v'lo ein b'liyas hasakin she'ena be'en nifletes agav duchke de sakina v'dava she'ena roseach gomer. Ain b'liya sasak and she'ena be'en niflet esag avducha desakina v'dover she'ena rosei agama. You'll be mavliya with ducha desakina plus beis hashchita rosei aktas, but you're not going to be mafli. Where did he get that from? That's the Kabbalah that they had. That to be mavliya somehow is easier than to be mafli. So even though you have the same kolchos working, you have your beis hashchita rosei aktas plus the ducha desakina. That's enough to be mavliya, but not to be mafli. When it comes to cutting the basar oseach and kufir aleph, what's going to be maflit? What's going to cause the belia to come out of the socket? What's going to cause it? What's the mechanism when it comes to the basar oseach? The basar oseach. That's real chamimus. That real resicha is going to be maflit, the belia of the socket. But by davchesam and beis, you don't have a real resicha. What do you have? That's a broken receiver, right? A broken receiver. You have beis hashchita roseach ktsas plus a duchka de sakina, a combination, right? A kugel. The kugel is only going to help you to be mavli into the sakin, but not to be mafled from the sakin. That's the chiddush between these two gemaras according to the Rashba. Now that can help us explain Rashi a little bit too. Still not licked in the veritas so well. It doesn't lie in the words beautifully. It's not beautiful, but sometimes it doesn't have to be beautiful. What does Rashi say over here? Sakin sheshachata, I did the beis hashchita roseach, bola hasakin min adam, etc. So the Poshim Shana Rashi is the beis hashchita is roseach by itself. But according to the Rashi, what you could say is Rashi just means beis hashchita roseach because there's duchka de sakina. Right? He's not explaining everything, but that's what it means. Could be that's what it means. Is Rashi only saying the beis hashchita itself, by itself, can be roseach? Maybe he means the beis hashchita plus the beis hashchita plus the duchka de sakina, the combination of the two will make it roseach. Maybe efsha. The Ramban is definitely not giving pshat in Rashi. The Rashba might be giving pshat in Rashi. Unclear. But these are two possible approaches to reconcile the two sugis. That on the one hand, Agimar says that if you have your sakin sheshachat ba, we're afraid of the bliya. We're afraid of some kind of a bliya inside the sakin, and that's why you can't cut the basar roseach with that sakin. And yet the Gemara earlier on the Chesam Abayz is not concerned. You have Yisak and Shashach HaBatrefi, you can shech another animal. Why? The Ramban says you can shech the other animal. Why? Because Beis Hashchit is really Roseach, but Aydi Detarid Lemifla Doma, since the next animal, the blood is spurting forth, it's not going to be Boleah from the Sakin. A special halach when it comes to Shchita. So according to the Ramban, the real chilik between Kuf Yud Aleph as opposed to Ches is what? Shchita as opposed to cutting hot meat. Shchita as opposed to chaticha. That's the Ramban's chat. The Rashi says, no, that's not the chilim. Really, beis hashchita is not roseach, it's only tzonin, or it's roseach b'miktsas, but with ducha de sakina, it will be mavliya, it'll push in, but it won't be maflet. That explains the Gemara Dav Chesem Abayz. Because sakin treifa does have a bliya inside of it, but even if it has a bliya inside of it, it's not going to be maflit in the next animal. That's why betzonin is enough, just to get the shamunis off the top. Agemar kufir alef on the base that says that to cut the basar roseach, you need to do more. You're not allowed to cut the basar roseach with the sakin shahaba. That's because there's no what? There is duchka de sakina. There is ducha de sakina. The beis hashchita was mavliya. Whatever chom existed in the beis hashchita when you shechted, it was mavliya with the ducha de sakina. But don't tell me that it can't be maflit. I'm not just being maflit with the chom of beis hashchita. Here I have stronger chom. So the chilek, according to the Rashba, is what? What chom do you have? on the Chesem Beis, I still have the Chom Beis Hashchita. Chom Beis Hashchita is not strong enough without Duchka de Sakrina, and Duchka de Sakrina only works to be Mavli, not to be Maflit. But here, my Chom is Basar Oseach. It's much stronger. So that will be able to be Maflit. We don't really care about the Chom Beis Hashchita per se. The Chom Beis Hashchita here is only explaining why the Bliya got into the Sakin to begin with. But how's it going to come out? How's it going to be Nifla into the Basar? With the Resich of the Basar. That's a different factor, and therefore it can work even if the Beis Hashchita is not Roseach enough to be Mafra the Dam. Yeah.
Why is it
your
problem by Shechita? You're salting the animal anyways afterwards, so you're absorbing all the blood out, so who cares if there's a Bliya?
Careful. The only blood that comes out when you're moleach the basar is the blood that was naturally inside the animal. But further bleos of blood, we look at differently. Any extraneous bleos, we're not so sure are going to come out. Only the natural blood in the animal. Now why should that be? If melicha, if salt, naturally draws out all of the blood, it should draw out everything. Wait, maybe we'll talk about that as we continue, as the weeks continue, okay? But it's an important point. Barry. Does Rashi say that?
Rashba's
klal is that the difference is what's the hitzuas that's coming to be maflit from the sakin. If you're talking about shchita, so the hitzuas is the beis hashchita plus the duchka the sakina that you have. That's not enough to be maflit. He says a beferish. What is he saying? He says, "Ein bliyas asakin she'ena be'en nifletes hagav ducha de sakina bedavar she'ena roseach gomer." The bliyas asakin that's not be'en is not going to be niflat through the ducha de sakina if it's not roseach gomer. Hayna de kaimel and hasim asakin she'shacha b'treva k'man damer b'tzonein. That's why we paskin b'tzonein that all you have to do is be meidiah but the bliyah is going to come out. Bliyah's not going to come out. It's not roseach enough. But by basar roseach, it is roseach enough, so it will come out. You don't need the ducha de sakina to get it out. The resichus of the basar itself is enough to get it out. He's saying that the Beis Hashchit is not Roseach by itself. It's only Roseach because you have Duchka the Sakin as well. But Duchka the Sakin is not strong enough to be Maflit something from the knife. It's only strong enough to be Mavlia into the knife. So that's why the Resicha of Kuf Yud Aleph is stronger, because it's a stronger Resichus. It's a stronger heat. It's not just the Beis Hashchit, which is a weaker kind of heat. Okay, these are two possible explanations in the sugya, two possible ways to reconcile the two sugyas. There's a third approach, which actually some of the Rishonim suggest Bidas Rashi, and it relates to the Hemshech of the Gemara. Let's read another couple of lines in the Gemara, and then we'll present maybe a third approach. So first, Rav Nachman Mishmuel said, Sakin Sheshachat Ba Oselachtach Ba Roseach. Good. Sonein, Amri La Boi Hadocha, Va Amri La Lo Boi Hadocha. Sonein, if you want to cut, basar sonein. So some say it needs hadacha, some say it doesn't need hadacha. What's the it? What's the it? What needs hadacha, what doesn't need hadacha? Anyone? What's the it? The sakin. Rov Rishonim learned that it's the sakin. That we're trying to figure out, does the sakin require hadacha, or does it not require hadacha? Who disagrees? Sorry?
Rashi.
First we have to go to Rashi. Forget Rav Rishon. The Ramban and the Rashba, they say Tzonei means the Sakin. And the emphasis is, why is the Ramban and the Rashba's Pshat Mestaber? Why does that make sense? What do you think? Why would you think, if you were reading the Gemara without Rashi, why would you think that Tzonei must mean the Sakin? Persha.
The grammar in the Gemara, because it says it's feminine.
Oh, that's a good Raya, but we'll wait on that. Before we even get to the grammar of the Gemara. And you see, the Bach has, there's a fight over the Girsa here. We'll get to the Girsa in a moment. But before you get there, Sam.
The sakin is the one that has this stuff on it.
Okay, better. Better.
Just cut the meat.
It just cut the meat? No, this is a different case. That you're not cutting the basar roseach, you're cutting basar tzonein. But what are you saying, Andrew? What are you saying? Say more.
Is it recognized that there's something recognizable?
I want you to say even more than that. Anyone else? The first line of the Gemara is, if you have your sakin sheshachat ba, you can't cut the basar roseach, right? Now the Gemara says tzonein. Shouldn't there be some kind of parallelism between the two cases that the Gemara is talking about? If the Gemara initially is talking about the sakin, also lachdach ba, you can't cut with the sakin, so tzonein, now there's a question. Do you need hadacha or not? Hadacha in what? We're talking here about dinei sakin. So we're talking about dinei sakin. L'chora, this should apply to the sakin. The halacha should be on the sakin. No, Herschel, what do you say? Should apply to the sakin. But Herschel's raya is even better, because Herschel's raya is from the gears.
Which Herschel?
H H.
Ah, very good.
Welcome back, Herschel J. Okay.
Oh man.
Yeah. HH says, a blast from the past. What's the gears over here? Baya hadocha, boy hadocha. Like, this is going to test if we do shnayim mikra v'yachat targum. So baya hadocha is nekeva. Boy hadocha is zocha. So what should it be? If we're talking about the sakin, is sakin nekeva or sakin zocha? What do you think? Is zocha? Think again. Sakin is nekeva. All silverware is Nekeva. A sakin is nekeva. A baser is zocher. So if you hold like what? If you assume like Rav Yishonim, the Ramban, and the Rashba, they were talking about the sakin, so the girsa should be baya hadocha, exactly the way we have it. That's why most Rishonim learn it's talking about the sakin. Rashi would have to say boy hadocha. In fact, Rashi does say boy hadocha. That's his girsa. The Rashba points this all out, just in case you were not a Baki and Targum Oklis. Pirish Rashi Mashachot. Okay, Tzonein Ami Laboy Hadocha. Pirish Rashi Mashachot Chubo. Vigoris Boi. Not Baya. Vigoris Boi Hadocha. Velo Mechuvar. Ela Baya Hasakin Hadocha Ka'amar. Ubaya Garcina. Vahachi Isa Barov Asfar. The Rashi says, look at the Gemara. Look at our new. Look at the Vilna Shas Echadosh. Look at the Vilna Shas Heyoshan. You'll find the same thing. It's Baya. It's not Boi. Not like Rashi. The Friedman Gemara has it too. Yeah?
But. For now, you don't need girsas because the Gemara in Daf Chesam Beis also says talking about the sakin, but then it's talking about the base.
Okay, but that's Chesam Beis. We're 100 blood later.
It's the same.
We finished the first 100 blood.
Then it should be from there that you see it's not referring to the sakin.
You can't bring me a raya from 100 blood ago. We're talking about two statements right here. Shmuel makes two statements, right? So the question is, what
right,
did he say about
sakin? It was not a raya that it's talking about the sakin or not.
You're saying sometimes hadocha is not referring to the kli, it's referring to the item that you're washing.
As you see from Chesam Beis.
Beautiful, but Shmuel's talking here about dinei sakin, so now he's switching everything.
How do you know he's talking about
dinei
sakin? He doesn't say it. Right? He says sakin over here.
Also, lachlavar, sakin shishava. Sakin shishava, if he's talking about,
he says
he's talking about the basa, he should say, basa roseach, shenechtach besakin shishava basa, also.
But in the Ches, it says sakin.
I'm not there. I'm on Kuf Yud Aleph.
We read this already.
Get with the program. Okay. Kuf Yud Aleph.
I started in the beginning with the Ches is first.
So you know too much. Kuf Yud Aleph. Shmuel's here. Shmuel's not talking there. No? There are two sugyas. So it is. Look, it's true that when it comes to Rashi, we certainly have to deal with both sugyas because he makes statements about both. But Shmuel's only making a statement over here. He didn't make a statement on Daf Ches. I don't remember his name.
Right, it's not Pashas to say he's talking about Sakin. Because you see that even if it says Sakin, Sheshachar Ba.
I want to go with the Pashas. It's not Pashas. Rav Rishonim assume Pashas is with going on the Sakin, not on the Bosin. But Rashi says no. Sonein, Vimchatach Bat Sonein, Boy Hadacha Haut Sonein. The Bosin itself. So the Ran is troubled with this Rashi. Where did Rashi come off to assume that we're talking about the Bosin? Why should we be talking about the Sakin? Didn't Rashi interpret Shmuel's Iker Halacha to be talking about the Sakin? Wasn't that the Issa Lachdach Bar Roseach that Shmuel was talking about initially? If Shmuel was talking about Dinei Sakin in the beginning, so Lachara, this Halacha should talk about Sakin also. It shouldn't be talking about the Bosin. So what's going on? Says the Ran, you misunderstood Shmuel's Iker Halacha. That this is the Ran's big chiddush here. He totally turns the sugya on its head. The Ran says, you know what Rashi holds? Rashi Taka was bothered with Daf Ches. Rashi was following Eddie's lead. Right? Rashi really was putting the sugyas together. Just like you wanted to put it together, Eddie. Maybe a little different, but Rashi was troubled with the Gemara and Daf Ches on the base. There we conclude the Beis HaShechita Tzone. Listen up. From the Ches of the Beis, we see the Beis HaShechita Tzone by Sakin Treifa. So Beis HaShechita Tzone, that means there's no Bli in the Sakin. That's why I made the Yachas enough. There's no Bli in the Sakin, so why does Shmuel over here say the Sakin Shashach HaBa, Salach Techba, Roseach? Why should it be Asa to be Chotech, Roseach? There's no Bli, so what's the problem? What could be the problem? Says the Ran, Rashi felt that when Rav Nachman HaMashmul said that Osir Lachtach Bo Roseach, he didn't mean that it's Osir to cut the Bosir Roseach without any Heksher, without a Heksher Gomer, without Hagol, Alib, and Shifa, etc. That's not what he meant. Because there was no Bliyah to begin with. What he meant is Avada, to cut Roseach, all you have to do is a Hadocha. Why do you have to do Hadocha? There's no Bliyah, but what is there here? What is there here? Residue, Shuman, right? Shamnun is, that's Nidba, right? So once we see from Davches the Beis HaShechitat Tzonein, we know that there's no Bli inside the Sakin. All you have is Shamnunis that's on the surface. Hadach is sufficient to get rid of that Shamnunis. So Shmuel never meant to say that you can't cut the Basar of Roseach because you have a Bli inside and that Bli is going to come out into the Basar. That's not what he meant. What he meant is if you cut the Basar of Roseach without Hadacha, the Shamnunis is going to come into the Basar. And if the Shamnunis comes into the Basar, you're going to have to take a Klippa of the Basar off. That's the problem. The problem is not that you need Hechsher to the Sakin. The problem is that you have to wash off the residue on top of the Sakin, because if you don't wash off the residue, what's going to happen? It's going to Aser the Klippa of the meat. That's the problem. So really what Shmuel is focusing on is not so much the Dine HaSakin. What Shmuel really means is that the Basar is going to require a Klippa. Hadach is not going to be enough for the Basar. Hadach is not going to be enough for the Basar because there's going to be Shamnunis on the Sakin, and that Shamnunis is going to be Nivla into the Klippa of the Basar, and therefore you're going to have to take off the Klippa of the Basar. So Shmuel even initially was talking, according to the Ran, Shmuel even initially was talking about the status of the Basar. Now the Gemara comes on and says, well what happens if you're cutting only Basar Tzoni? If you're cutting only Basar Tzoni, what's the Halacha? The halacha we're talking about is what's the status of the basar? Is it going to asr a klipa? Is it not going to asr a klipa? We're talking about the status of the basar. Do you need hadach in the basar or not? That's what he's talking about. One opinion is that you need hadacha. And when that opinion says that you need hadacha, what does it mean? It doesn't mean that the sakin needs hadacha. All the Rishonim seem to say, Rov Rishonim say what? Tzonei nami laboi hadacha. What does that mean? Does the sakin require hadacha? The Ran says Rashi felt that couldn't be. Because if you do hadacha to the sakin, what can you then use the sakin for?
Hot meat!
Exactly! Oshin esan, right? The way the Ran is learning Shmuel, if you did hadacha to the sakin, then you could even cut the hot meat. Because there's no bliya here anyway. Why is there no bliya? Beis hashchita tzonin. So there's no bliya inside. The whole problem is shamnunis. Hadacha is sufficient to get rid of that shamnunis. So if you do hadacha, you can even cut basar oseach. So when the Gemara now has a shaila whether tzonein requires hadacha or not, that must be talking about the basar. Does the basar need hadacha? Not the sakin, because if you did hadacha to the sakin, you can even cut the hot meat. That's why Rashi felt compelled to say that the shaila whether tzonein requires hadacha or not, that's talking about the basar. Okay, we're going to say that again in just a moment, okay? But what comes out of this run? What comes out of the Ran is that Rav Nachman HaMashmul's original statement that Sakin Shechah Ba'asal Achtach Ba'Raseach, what does that mean? Till now we've been explaining, both according to Ramban and Rashba, that statement means that we're afraid of a Bliya inside the Sakin. Bliya! Why? How? I'll tell you how. Beis HaShechita Roseach. Or Beis HaShechita Roseach Tzas, but with Durka the Sakin, there's a Bliya inside. But there's a Bliya! The Ran has a noob shop at that, Rashi. The Ran holds Shmuel never meant to say that there's a bliya here b'chal. He couldn't. Look at Tavches, right? Tavches tells me based on Shechitat Tzonin. He couldn't have meant that there's a bliya. The only thing he meant is that even though there's no bliya, there's still shamnunis. And if there's shamnunis, if you're going to cut the basar roseach, the resichas of the basar is going to suck it in a little bit, at least to the klipa's worth. It's not going to be sucked into the whole basar because it's like tzli. There's no rotev, right? But it's going to be sucked in. But that's because there's shamnunis. So the reason why it's usher to cut with this knife is because there's shamnunis on the outside. So really, what Shmuel is telling us is that sakin sheshachaba requires hadacha in order to cut the basar. That's all he's saying. He's not saying that sakin shel shchita requires hechsher to get out the bliya. He's saying sakin shel shchita requires hadacha to get the shamnunis away. Totally different than what we've thought till now. Not that Sakan Shel Shechita requires Hechsher to get the Bliya out. And why would there be a Bliya? Ramban would say Beis HaShechita Roseach, Rashbo would say Beis HaShechita Roseach Tzaf, but with the Duch of the Sakina guy, no. There is no Bliya. Beis HaShechita Zoni, Posh Pshat. Beis HaShechita Zoni. Rashi! Rashi! Ran's beholden to Rashi, to Eddie and to Rashi. Beis HaShechita Zoni. So if Beis HaShechita Zoni, there is no Bliya. There might be Shamnunis, so all you need is Hadacha. If that's all Shmuel was saying in the beginning, that you can't cut the basar osel because you need hadacha first, then it makes so much sense that now when we say tzonin, to cut the basar tzonin, what do you need? Oh, some say you need hadacha, some say you don't need hadacha. That's talking about the basar. The basar, not the sakin. Because if you did hadacha, you could even cut the basar osel with the sakin. So that statement must be going on the basar. Meaning, if you did not, right, if you did not clean the shamlunas off, now you cut the bus tzonin. If you would have cut the bus roseach without cleaning the shamunis off, you got yourself a problem. You're going to need klipa. But let's say you're only cutting the bus tzonin and you didn't clean the shamunis off. So now there's a shayla. Some say that you need hadacha. You got to wash off the meat. That's what I would have said, because the shamunis goes onto the surface of the meat. It's not nivlin to the klipa that you have to take off the klipa, but you have to wash it off. But amri lo lo bai hadacha. Some say that you don't need hadacha. Why? That's what the Ran says, a big chiddush that you'd never think of, because we don't really understand Metzias over here, but he says that the nature of blood is that if the blood is cold and the item that you're cutting it with is cold, somehow the blood just disintegrates. It just falls off. So you wouldn't even have to wash it, because it's just going to fall away from the meat. Now, that's a detail. Right? Is it going to fall away from the meat? Is it not going to fall away from the meat? And you need hadacha, but what's the shayla? Do you need hadacha? That's not a shayla in the sakan, because if you had hadacha, you'd be even able to cut the basar osayach as well. Yisroel. By the way, just 1 second, before we go on. I'm not sure if this is Pshat and Rashi. Rashi doesn't say this, right? It's not. Does this work in Rashi? The Ran says, Al derech shitoso shel Rashi. The Balamor is the one who actually says this mamish. The Rashba, at the end of that paragraph, he says, that's what the Balamor, he says, the loka Balamor, he gives his own Pshat, the loka Balamor. The Balamor is the Ran's Pshat, but that's Rashi. So there's three Pshat in the Sukkah. What is Shmuel telling me? The Shmuel telling me I can't cut the basar roseach with the sakin because there's a bliya for one of two reasons, Ramban Rashba? Or is he saying, no, there is no bliya, but I can't cut the basar roseach because the shamlunis be'en. If I do hadacha, I'm home free, because hadacha is going to remove the shamlunis and then I'll be able to cut the basar roseach.
That's not what Rashi's interpreting.
Right, that's what I said, that it's al derech shitoso shel Rashi. I told you, all three pshatim. Sorry?
It's only in Rashi's second statement of that the hadacha.
Right, there's no question Rashi's second statement about hadacha is talking about the tzoni. That's true. But the Ran's linkage, the Ran takes Rashi's second statement with the girsa, and he makes a whole shtickle Torah out of it. He says that means that Rashi must have reinterpreted Shmuel's original statement. That's how it comes together here.
After we asked by Sonin, he reinterprets.
No, that now that we see how Rashi interprets Sonin, so we have to look back and say, oh, he must have interpreted Shmuel's original statement differently, because if not, how would he have gotten here?
After he made his statement by Sonin.
Well, Rashi didn't make it afterwards. Rashi prospectively had his interpretation of Shmuel, and as a result of that, he said Sonin. Right? He didn't explain Sonin in a bizarre fashion, but he felt compelled to do that.
Doesn't fit.
What was the motivating factor for Rashi's understanding of Shmuel? What's the motivating factor? Can you better? What's the motivating factor going to Rashi? What got the ball rolling that made Rashi feel that Shmuel would assume that hadacha should be sufficient to cut the basar roseach with the sakan shel shechita? What's the motivating factor? See, Rashi learned the ches first. So Beis HaShechita Tzonein forced him to say the whole issue over here must only be Shamnunis, because the Gemara Davches says there's no Bliya. The Rashba and the Ramban weren't so convinced that that's true. But you see, there's a lot going on here. You got to isolate what's the motivating factor, what forced him into a position, why did he say what he said. So the Ran starts with Davches, says, look, Beis HaShechita Tzonein, there couldn't be a Bliya here. Rashi saw that, so he interpreted Shmuel's original halacha to be saying, Hadach is enough. Because why would I need Hechsher? There's no Bliya anyway. Hadach is enough. Hadach is enough. So then the next statement, Amri la boy Hadacha, couldn't be on the Sakin, because if it's on the Sakin, you could even cut the Basar Roseach. So that Hadacha must have been, if you didn't do anything to the sakin of what, and you cut the baser tzonein, what do you do with the baser now? Forget the sakin for a moment.
Rashi doesn't explain Shmuel that way. He says there's a bli of dam to the tzakin.
I know. That's why I told you.
I know.
The Ran is al derech shitoso shel Rashi. The Balamor actually says this pshat. But as pshat and Rashi, you're right. I don't know what to say. I admit, Yisrael, it's doch shver. I'm not denying what you're saying. That's why I preempted the whole discussion. I started the whole discussion by saying that these three pshatim are three possible approaches. But I don't know if any of them really work with das Rashi. What could I say to that Rashi? I don't know. Do you have to push one Rashi or push the other Rashi? You got to say something. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure what to say. I want you to work on it. I want you to think about it. But I want you to be sensitive, A, sensitive to the problem, B, to be sensitive to the motivating factors that pushed Rashi in the direction that he went. Daniel.
The verse at the beginning says that Rashi just holds
right, the Rashba is not interpreting Rashi this way. The Rashba says the Balamor says the Pshat of the Ran Bedas Rashi.
No, but at the beginning of the Rashba, he says that according to Rashi, Shmuel just holds the Beit HaShchita Roseach.
I thought the Rashba says that Beit HaShchita is really its own name, but with Duchat HaSachin, it becomes Roseach. Right? The combination Pshat that we had. Right? The combination Pshat. Then he says the Balamor. Harav Balamor Zalkosav Kardul Madam Besakin Trefa Mediach Osalachtach Roseach the Ka'amar Hocha below Hadacha Ka'amar. The Balamor says that Osalachtach Ba Roseach over here means below Hadacha. Not with Hechsher, you don't need Hechsher. Haba Hadacha, Shapir Dami. Ve'enu Mechuvah, the Rashba says, I don't like it. Three Pshatim, Ramban, Rashba, Balamor. The Ran wants to say the Balamor is Pshat Pedas Rashi. Is Shmuel telling me there's a blia for one of two reasons, and that's why you need a heksher in the sakin before you cut the baser oseach? Or is Shmuel just telling me hadacha is enough? You have shamnunis. As long as you get the shamnunis off with the hadacha, everything is fine. The Ran wants to say that would explain the next line of the Gemara a little bit better, but that's Rashi. It doesn't really work out very nicely because Rashi doesn't say it. You should know, by the way, the two pshatim that we had in the beginning, the Ramban and the Rashba, as to why baser shchita roseach, or even better, how to reconcile the two sugyas. The Gemara Daf Ches actually has both of the svaras. The Gemara Chesam Abay is the previous line. The Gemara talks about Sakin Shalov de Kochavim. Did you see that part of the Gemara too? Sakin Shalov de Kochavim, which means if you have a Blias Isser, not that there's an Isser Avodah Zara in the Sakin. I think the Mefarshim explained there's a Blias Isser. Sakin Shalov de Kochavim, Mistama, they used for Nevela, for Chaza, whatever. So there's some kind of blias iser. So there's a machlokas samaroyim. What happens if you're shochet with that sakin, kolef or meidiach? Is it enough just to be meidiach the makom hashchito, or do you have to actually take off a klipa? What's the machlokas? The Gemara initially wants to say the machlokas is beis hashchito tzon, beis hashchito roseach. Yod shayla. If it's roseach, so then it's mavliya klipa. If not, then it's not mavliya klipa. You just have to be meidiach. Then the Gemara says no. The kuleyawa beis hashchito roseachu. Manda makolif shapir, manda amem ediach. Hadi the treaty siman and lafuke dam lo bali. So the Gemara itself says that even if you say beis hashchita roseach, there is room to claim that a bliya that was nivla with chom beis hashchita, or any bliya that was nivla even without chom beis hashchita, sakin shalav dekachavim, the bliya was nivla even without shchita. Stam, they used it over us. They used it as a spit to hold the nevela, to hold the shish kebab with the chaz or whatever. Even though there's a belia inside this item, but it's not necessarily going to leave just because there's chom beis hashchita. If the simanim atarid lemifla, they're not going to be bolaya. That's the Ramban svar. And then the Gemara says, lo, the kulei alma, ika di yami, the kulei alma beis hashchita tzoni, the other way. Mandama meidia shaper, mandama kolev, agav duchka de sakina balasakin. That's the Rashba's svar. You see from the Gemara itself that even if you hold Beis HaShchita Roseach, it doesn't always mean that it's going to be Maflet, Mavliya, whatever. And you see, even if you hold Beis HaShchita Tzonein, it doesn't always mean that it's not going to be Mavliya, because Ducha the Sakina might make it be Mavliya. So those two svaras, the Ramban and Rashba, they really are found in the Gemara and the Ches. But the Ramban and the Rashba using these svaras to try to reconcile the two sugyas, Ches and Dafkuf Yud Aleph. That Ches holds in the next case, Sakin Treifa. Sakin Treifa, Hilchas Abitzonein, you don't need a Heksha. Why don't you need a Heksha? If Beis HaShchita, sounds like Beis HaShchita Tzonein, could that really be? Zakterman, no, Pesach Shechita Roseach. But I did the Torah Lemiflat, Lobola. Ramban. The Rashba says, Taka Pesach Shechita Tzoni, but Pesach Shechita Tzoni plus Ducha the Sakina will be what? Will be Mavliya, but it won't be Maflit. Because it will be Mavliya, but not Maflit, so the second trip is not going to ask. But the Ran and the Valamar have a totally different shot in the whole sugya. Yes. No, the first case is Sak and Chalissi, you say. Right.
And then we be passing in the end that it's
Hilchas Abitzoni. Well, Sonein means that what do you have to do to the Sakin? The Machlokas on top is what do you have to do to the Basar if you didn't do anything to the Sakin? It's not exactly the same Machlokas, but
you only do it if it's a Bliya.
Well, that's exactly Look, in the top Machlokas, there were how many approaches? Three. Either they argue with the Beis HaShechita Tzoni, Beis HaShechita Roseach, or everyone holds Roseach, but I did the Torah L'Mifla, or everyone holds Beis HaShechita Tzonein, but with Duchat HaSakina, it's going to be Mavli, right? There are three Pshatim. So now the question is, when the Gemara paskins Tzonein on the bottom, what's it saying? Which one of the approaches is the correct one, right? So that's the Machlokas you showed them, how to learn the Maskon of Sak and Treifa, based on the three approaches that you had on top. That's how to learn a Pasukim. Right? There are three approaches on top. Now it says Hilchas Abitzoni. So what is Vos Meitas Hilchas Abitzoni? Beit Hashchit Abitzoni? That's Rashi. But not everyone agrees. The Ramban says no. Beit Hashchit Roseach. But I did the Torah L'Miflat. Right? Etc. Okay? Okay, these are the three approaches. Questions? Yeah, same.
So Hagola accomplish Hadachah as well?
Sure. It's much more. But the truth is, to do Haggalah, you really would have to clean it. We normally clean off the surface of a kli that we're magil anyway. Because we assume that the liquid's not going to get inside if it's caked on the outside. So then the liquid will... You know, if you have oil on the outside of a kli, so why is the water going to be able to penetrate? The water's going to be able to suck out whatever's inside the kli. You've got to first wash the kli. So the water, make sure you get the oil off.
Would that be an argument?
Would you need both? Would you need both Hadacha and Haggalah? Could be. Yeah.
Can we explain what compelled Rashi to say what he said again?
According to whom?
According to the Ran.
According to the Ran. Yeah. Okay. Rashi's point of departure is that the Gemara Daf Ches Amud Beis implies the Beis Hashchita Tzoni. The Hilchas of Tzoni means Beis Hashchita Tzoni. Not none of the other fancy pshatim that Joey wants to suggest from the first suit. Beis Hashchita Tzoni, Pashur Pshat, as Rashi himself says. So claims the Ran, the Beis Hashchita Tzoni. So what is Shmuel telling us over here? Shmuel is saying that you can't cut the basar or seach with the sakin sheshachat, but why not? There's no bli inside the sakin. So what's the problem? The problem must be the shamnunis, be'en, the shamnunis, the oil on the outside. So what do you really have to do to cut this basar? Something very simple. Gabriel? Right? What do you have to do? No heksha, just hadacha. In other words, Rav Nachman HaMashmuel is telling us that Hadacha is sufficient on the Sakat Shashachava to be able to cut Basar Roseach with that. Against what we were assuming in the Rishonim, against what we were even assuming, but that's Rashi. As Yisrael pointed out, Rashi says there's a Bliya inside the Sakat. You're right. I don't know where the Ran came off to explain Rashi this way. The only thing I can say is maybe he didn't have that Rashi. Maybe he had a different gears than Rashi. He had the second part of the Rashi, but not the first part of the Rashi. So he's extrapolating from the second part to the first part to figure out what Rashi would say. But if you have the Rashi the way we have it, I don't know how the Ran can say what he's saying. It's stuck against Rashi, as you pointed out, Yisrael. So the Ran felt, Bedas Rashi, that Shmuel is telling us that we're afraid of the Shamnunis, so Hadoch is enough to cut the Basar Roseach. So now the Gemara comes and says, what? Sonein, Amila Boyadoch, Amila Lo Boyadoch. So what's the Tzonein? Tzonein the Sakin? To use the Sakin to cut Tzonein? Basar Tzonein? Some say you need Hadacha, some say you don't need Hadacha? Just one second. If you have Hadacha, Rav Nachman HaMashmuel just told us that you can even cut Roseach with that. So how could you say there's a Shaila now, do you need Hadacha or not Hadacha to cut Basar Tzonein? If you have Hadacha, even without Hersher, if you have Hadacha, you can even cut Roseach. So Tzonein must mean not what to do with the sakin to be able to cut the tzonein, but let's say you did nothing with the sakin. What's the status of the basar? Do you need hadach on the basar, or can you get away even without hadach on the basar because the dam is just going to disintegrate, it's going to fall away? Okay, so Rov Rishonim. Okay, I don't really have. I don't have a working pshat in Rashi, a pshat that I'm happy with. You know, sometimes that's the way learning is. You have to, the Rishonim, work on a Rashi because it's difficult. Maybe you'll think of a pshat during Seder. David, you have a pshat? No.
I have
the Rashba and the Ramban? What the Rashba and the Ramban are basically saying is they're interpreting the Hilchas of Bitzonin in two totally different ways. They feel... Each one feels that the maskon of the Gemara on the bottom of Chesam HaBeis is taking a different ukimta on the top of Chesam HaBeis. The Ramban feels that Beis Hashchita Roseach, but Hilchas HaBetzonein is because Adi the Tarat Lemiflet Lo Bola. That's the pshat. And the Rashba will say, no, Beis Hashchita is really Tzonein. Aye, so what's going on? No, because... Even though it's Tzonin, but with Duchel the Sakina will be Mavliya, but it won't be Pole. They're basically, there were three Pshatim on the top of the Gemara, and they're using one of the Pshatim to explain Vehilchas HaBetzonei. So that's the Pshat. If I asked you, what's the Maskal Gemara Vehilchas HaBetzonei? What does that mean? What does that mean? So according to Rashi, it sounds like Beis Hashchita Tzonin. The Ramban and the Rashba learn it up differently. The Ramban and the Rashi, look, even the Rashba holds Beis Hashchita Tzonin, but he's not saying it's totally Tzonin. With Duchel HaSakina could be Cham. But here, the Duchel HaSakina is not going to be enough to be Maflit. The Ramban says that's not what Hilchas HaBetzonei meant Bechlal. It meant Beis Hashchita Roseach. But nevertheless, it's not going to create trouble when you're shechting the second animal. So these are the different issues that the Rishonim were grappling with. They knew the Sugah on top, and then they were looking at the bottom and saying, well, what came out of that sugya? What's most mistaber? So they learned up the sugya on the bottom in different ways.
Why
they choose one as opposed to the other? I don't know. Why did the Gemara just assume... Just one second. I don't have to think about it. Maybe you think about it, I'll think about it, and we'll compare notes tomorrow. Yes?
Just to clarify, why? Are we assuming that Shmuel stuck at the psak of the Gemara and Chesma Beis? Why can't Shmuel disagree in a whole different way?
He could, because you could say he's a different Amora. What's the problem? But if the Gemara paskins Vehilchas HaBetzonein, it sounds like that's the final word. So unless we see that Shmuel argues explicitly, to reinterpret Shmuel based on the assumption that he's now going to argue with the Gemara and Daf Ches, that seems to be too much of a chiddush. That's what all the Rishonim are assuming. Then once the Gemara paskins up, and we don't see beferish that Shmuel argues, why say that he argues? What's the hechrev to say that? So Rov Rishonim learned that the shayla of tzonin, whether it needs hadach or not, is a shayla about the sakin. To cut baser tzonin, does the sakin require hadach or does it not require hadach? Yeah. To cut baser roseach, you need a hechsher gomer, but to cut baser tzonin, you don't need hechsher gomer, because who cares about the bliya? The bliya is not going to come out anyway. The bli is not going to come out anyway. We're only concerned about shamnunis to cut the tzonin. So that's the shayla. What taka is the shayla? Let's try to formulate it. Do you need hadacha or do you not need hadacha? And if you don't need hadacha, what's going to happen? There's shamnunis. What are you going to do? What's the answer? There's shamnunis. So how can you not need hadacha? Well, no, but on the knife. We're saying if we're talking about the knife, so either the knife requires hadacha or it doesn't require hadacha. But if it doesn't require hadacha, so how can you cut the baser? Even if it's tzonein, but you're going to get shamnunis on the baser tzonein. What's the answer? A different word. Mm-hmm. What could you have if not hadacha? What's the other option?
Kinuach.
Hadacha means that you need water. You have to wash it off. Maybe the whole the way the Rishonim explained, the whole shayla of the Gemara is, do you need hadacha or is kinuach enough? Can you just rub it off? Now you understand readily hadacha is stronger when you have liquid in addition to the rubbing, or the liquid itself can rub it off. But the liquid, the water, mixes with the oils and it gets it off easier. But kinuach, you're just rubbing it down, who says you're getting everything there? So that's the shayla in the Gemara. To cut the baser tzonin, what do I do to the sakin? Do I need hadacha or is kinuach enough? Interesting. So this shayla in the Gemara really seems to be a pretty important principle, according to Rav Yishonim. According to Rav Yishonim, we're talking about a sakin that has a bliya. It was sakin sheshachar, but there is a bliya inside of it. If I were to use it for Basar Osech, I'd have a problem because the Bliya is going to come out. But I'm only using it for Basar Tzonin. So the Shaila now in the Gemara is, do I need Hadacha or is Kinuach enough? Some of the Rishonim extrapolate from this Gemara a very important principle. If you think about it, what we're really talking about is we have a Davar Shel Isser, we have a Kli Isser, and we want to use the Kli Isser. It's a Kli which has Isser on it. We want to use this Kli Shel Isser on a Davar Shel Hatav. What should be the din in the following case? Can I put a Davar Hamutar on top of a Davar Ha'Osser? Tzonin B'Tzonin? Can I put Isser together with Heter Tzonin? I'm not going to cook them together. I'm just going to put them together. Can I do that for Tzonin? Can I put a Davar Hamutar on a Kli Shel Isser? B'Tzonin? What should be the din? So from this Gemara, the impression you get is that maybe it should be Osser? Some say you need Hadacha, some say that you don't need Hadacha, but after you have that Hadacha, would it be mutter to use the Kli? It sounds like it would be mutter to use the Kli. Yeah, it would be mutter to use the Kli. I have a Kli that has a Bliya of Isser inside of it. Is it mutter to use a Kli that has a Bliya inside of it, B'Tzonin? So you're thinking, as I'm presenting this shyly, you're saying, what's the question? Of course it's mutter. B'Tzonin, the Bliya is not going to come out. What's the shyla? What's the question? That's quite a question. A lot of Rishonim talk about it. We're going to discuss this. There are actually rayos that they bring lekan ulekan. Again, the shaila is, can I put can I touch a davar hamutter to a davar ha'aser? That's issue number one. The second thing is, can I put a davar hamutter into a kli shel iser? A kli shel iser. Even a kli that's been cleaned. That actually relates to the next gemara. Let's see this next gemara inside together. Amar Rav Yudah Mashmul, ka'ara shemalach b'boser, asu lechel b'roseach. Another statement of Shmuel. Let's say you have a ka'ara that you salted meat inside of it. You did the wrong thing. You really were supposed to salt it with holes in the kli. You're supposed to salt b'kli menukav. If you salt b'kli she'ena menukav, so it'll ask the kli because you have salt in there with the blood and everything. It's nivlan to the kli. It's awesome. But Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that what? He says, Ka'ara Shemal Babasa, you can't eat Roseach. You can't use it to eat Roseach. But he doesn't talk about Tzonin. He doesn't mention the case of Tzonin. Why can't you use it to eat Roseach? Poshet, Moliach Hareo Ki Roseach. We'll talk about this in Mitzvah Hashem. Moliach is like Roseach. Salting is another way that taste can be transferred. So the taste of the dam is going to be transferred into the ka'ara. You can't eat roseach, you can't eat anything hot in that ka'ara. What's striking about this statement is that there's no mention made of tzonin. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said, and then there's a whole shayla, well, how about tzonin? Some say you need adacha, some say you don't need adacha. Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel says, ka'ara shemalach b'basar, asu lechel b'roseach. No question about tzonin. Why didn't they say, well, tzonin, some say you need adacha, some say you don't need adacha. What's the difference? What's the difference? Why is there no discussion of tzonin over here? It sounds like everyone agrees that what? That lechel b'tzonin is fine. You don't need hadacha. By sakin sheshachat b'basa, you need hadacha. But by kara shemal b'basa, you don't need hadacha. What's the difference? From this gemara, it sounds like kara shemal b'basa, it sounds like you have a kli shel iser. A kli shel iser. A kli that someone... I don't know, they boiled chazer in it. And you want to eat your Cheerios in there. No problem. No problem. It's tzonin. So if it's tzonin, it's no problem. You want to put other items in there. You want to mix your salad, your cold salad in. No problem. No problem. Maybe you need kinuach, but you certainly would not need hadacha. Why not? When it comes to sak and sheshach v'basa, suddenly there's a shayla whether you need hadacha or whether not. But kar shemal v'basa, there's no need. So from this Gemara, it sounds like, by Kara Shemal Babasar, that no problem. You have your Kli Shel Iser, you can put Tzonin in. You can't put Roseach, but put Tzonin. Roseach will be mafled the Bliya, but Tzonin is okay. And yet they point to the Mishnah of Kuv Zayin Amabez. What does the Mishnah of Kuv Zayin Amabez say? Sorer Odom Basar Gvina B'mipach HaSachas Ulvash La Yunogin Zebazel. You can put meat and cheese together in one container, but you have to be careful that they don't touch each other. Don't touch each other. Says the Gemara, "V'chinogeh zeh v'zeh mayavi tzonin betzonin hu." It's the cold. Am Rabaye nehi the klipa lo boy hadocha mi lo boy. You don't need klipa because there's no blia, but you need hadocha. Hadocha, tzonin betzonin hu. Why should you need hadocha? I thought we just said that you don't need hadocha by ka'ar shemalach babasa. What's going on over here? Do you need hadocha? Do you not? Yeah.
But food is different because food has crevices. You can't just wipe off a piece of meat that now has residue of cheese on it. A bowl is smooth. You just wipe it off and it comes out.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure that that's really true. Let's say you have a piece of meat that's perfectly flat. It has crevices in it. But the crevices are not... It's not going to be nivla into the crevices.
No, but to wipe it off, you're still going to have it residue. Wash it off.
Okay, I hear. So there are two approaches that the Rishonim have which I want to share with you. And this is going to lead us into a very interesting discussion. The Rashba has two approaches. He has what he calls Ikaman da Amar, that's the Ramban's approach, and the Ravid's approach afterwards. The Ikaman da Amar holds that the rule in general is that if you have a Kli that was used for Isser, you can use it for Heter Tzoning, even without Hadach at all. Yep. You don't need hadacha. Kli shel iser, you can wipe it off. I mean, obviously, you should wipe it off, but you don't have to wash it. No, it doesn't require hadacha. So the case of ka'ar shemalach babasar is the norm. That's the model. Ka'ar shemalach babasar, one can put sonen into that. Ka'ar shemalach babasar is osel lechel baroseach, but sonen is mutter. There's no need to have any hadacha whatsoever. Aye, but sakin shall sakin shachah ba'as alachlach baroseach. And there we have this discussion whether tzoni requires adacha, tzoni doesn't require adacha. Says the Ramban, the Ikaman, the Amr, and the Rashba, it's a special halacha by sakin. We'll explain in a moment. Special halacha by sakin. There's a shaila whether you need hadacha as well. But not sakin, stamakli a ka'ara, not sakin. By a ka'ara, there's no shaila. That's the Ramban's approach, and we'll explain the svar in a moment. The Ravid says punk vaker, the exact opposite. The Ravid says you misunderstood the diuk from ka'ar shemalach babasa. The Ravid says your diuk from ka'ar shemalach babasa should be ka'ar shemalach babasa rasulechon baroseach and sonen you don't need hadacha. No vaker. Everyone would hold that you would need hadacha over here. There's no shaila, there's no mention in the Gemara. Some say you do need hadacha, some say you don't. That shaila is only mentioned by sakin. Why is that not mentioned by ka'ara? So some want to say because by ka'ara it's pasha that you don't need hadacha. That's the Ramban. The Ravid says no, it's pasha that you do need hadacha over here. You do need hadacha by a kli shel iser that you're going to use for tzoning. Aye, so what's this amri la bay hadacha, amri la lo? Sakin. So both the Ramban and the Ravid say that the shaila in the Gemara, whether you need hadacha or not, that's a special shaila by sakin. But by other kalim, it's a davar pashit. They just argue as to what the davar pashit is. The Ikaman, the Amar, the Ramban says it's a davar pashit that you don't need hadacha. The Ravid says it's a davar pashit that you do need hadacha. Wow. Yes?
Two things. So, and by...
I haven't said anything yet.
By ochel sonim sonim ni hadacha because...
Okay, just one second. So let's get back to that. So, okay, now that we have the basic structure, let's get back. The Ikaman the Amar holds what? The Ikaman the Amar holds that sakin is special. The shaila, whether you need hadacha or not, that's a shaila by sakin. Why? Says the Ramban, because by sakin there's duchid the sakina. Duchid the sakina. So because there's duchid the sakina, some say that you need hadacha in order to be able to use this item even for tzoni. Just one second. What does that mean? Duchka de sakina. Duchka de sakina. If there is shamnunis on the sakin, so forget about duchka de sakina. Because of the shamnunis, I should need hadacha. If there's no shamnunis, so what's duchka de sakina going to do? It's going to take out the bliya. What's duchka de sakina here? What's the Ikam and the Amar saying? Because of duchka de sakina, there's one day that holds that by sakin you need hadacha. But since by Ka'ara, there's no Duchka de Sakina. If I have a Kli Shel Iser, but I'm going to use it without any Duchka, without any pressure, Havada, I don't need hadacha. Kinuach is sufficient. What does duchka de sakina have to do with this whole thing? So the Ritva has an incredible chiddush, which you'll look at and we'll get back to tomorrow. The Ritva says that this ikamanda omar is assuming the following: that even betzonein, there can be a pleitach. See, we keep on thinking if it's cold, the blios are not going to move. Blios don't move. We only care about shamnunis. So he says, no. The problem is the pleita. The problem is you have a bli inside of this kedera, inside this ka'ara, whatever. The problem is, the reason why you need hadacha to use it for tzonin is because there will be a little bit of a pleita through the duchka de sakina of the surface blia. Meaning there's a lot of bli in the kliya. Admittedly, without resicha, all the bli in the kliya is not going to come out. But the surface blia, that could come out. So you need hadacha. What does hadacha mean? Hadacha doesn't just mean washing. It must mean shifshuf. You have to really rub it hard. Get the surface off. Get that surface off so that that blia of the surface will not come out. Tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. And what's pshat in Kuf Zayin? That's what you asked, right? Tzonein b'tzonein? The answer is there we're talking about gufo shel iser. The basar and the chalav, gufo shel iser, not because you can't rub it out completely. By gufo shel iser, that we require hadacha for sure. So what does the Ikaman da'amah say? Let's just recap. The Ikaman da'amah says the following. That really when it comes to a kli shel iser, to use it for tzonein, if it only has a blia inside of it, to use it for tzonein, hadach is not necessary. Kinuach is sufficient. But by sakin, there might be a special reason why one man da'amah will say that you need hadacha. And what is that reason? Zok de ritva. It's taka because of a blia. Because to remove the shamnunis, kinuach is enough. But there is a blia on the surface. And that blia on the surface is karov lotzeis, even betzonein, the ritva says. It could come out. So you need hadacha, and hadacha means a very powerful hadacha. Power spray, I don't know exactly what this is. But it's some powerful hadacha together with shifshuf, with somehow working very hard, not just kinuach, but with water and with kinuach and shifshuf, whatever, to take off that surface. That's what one shita holds. That's why you need hadacha, very strong hadacha, to get rid of that bali on the surface. That's sakin. The other day holds, you don't even need that. But by other kalim avada, you don't need any kind of hadacha, because by other kalim, there was no duchka de sakina. So because there was no duchka de sakina, since there won't be any duchka de sakina, the bli is not going to come out. Okay. Tomorrow we're going to explain the Ravid, and then we're going to take this one step further. Okay? Because the shaila that I really want to talk to you about is, let's talk about this case of kli isser. Kli isser. You're using it for tzonein. So now we seem to be talking about, well, are we afraid something's going to come out from the kli betzonein? Do you need hadacha? But let me ask you a different question. Maybe you shouldn't be able to use it for tzonein, not because we're afraid something might come out or something might not come out, hadacha, not hadacha. Maybe even with hadacha you shouldn't be able to use it for tzonein. Maybe you shouldn't be able to use it for tzonein because we should make a gzeira that you might use it for chamin. That's another issue that the Rishonim talk about. So tomorrow we're going to put all these issues together. Again, let's just sum up, okay? We talked about Shmuel's basic halacha that if you have a sakin shel shechita, you can't cut basar or seach with that sakin. We had three different approaches. We have the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Balamor that the Ran claimed Rashi held like. Right? Either that we're afraid of the blia, we're either afraid of the blia because beis hashechita roseach, or afraid of the blia because we have a combination. Beis hashechita is sas cham, but together with the duchka de sakina, it'll be mavliya, but it's not going to be maflit. Or the third approach is the beis hashechita really is tzonein, and all that Shmuel is telling us is that you have to do hadacha to get off the shamnunis in order to not have a problem if you cut the basar or seach. But if you have the hadacha, then everything is going to be okay. That was point number one. The second point that we developed is according to Rov Rishonim, who say that the discussion, the machlokas amaraim of the Gemara, whether tzonein requires hadacha or not, that shaila is talking about the knife. What does that mean? But that seems to be telling us that even though you have something that has a blia inside of it, maybe hadacha should be sufficient, or hadacha might be necessary at least, to use it for tzonein. We're using it only for tzonein. So according to the day that says that you don't need hadacha, apparently you wouldn't need hadacha to put iser, to put heter onto a kli shel iser, or to combine iser with heter, like basar and chalav. So this is what the Rishonim have many different rayas to this back and forth, whether that's really true. Do you need hadacha to put the iser together, beheter, betzonein? So we started developing the Ravid and the Ramban have two different approaches, whether generally in Kalim, if you have a klishal iser, can you put sonin into it, even without hadacha? Should we say that sakin is special, there might be one day that holds that you need hadacha by sakin for a special reason, but by normal Kalim you wouldn't? Or should we say that no, sakin is special, that there might be a day that holds that you need hadacha by sakin, but by that you don't need hadacha by sakin, but by other kalim you do need hadacha. In other words, the question is how to reconcile the two statements of Shmuel, one about ka'ara and one about sakin. Okay, so this is what I'd like you to work on tomorrow. Look at the next Rashba, look at the Ritva, try to figure out the connection between Ka'ara and Sakin, and then we're going to talk about the more global issue. This is very Arangiton in the Rishonim, in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, figuring out the details. But then we're going to talk about Hahi Pincha, that's the third Gemara. That's going to lead us into the more global issue of should there be a problem of using a kli that was used be'isser, with the bli of isser inside of it, should there be a problem of using it betzonein, even if you do hadach on it? Should there be a problem of using it betzonein because we're afraid that you might use it bechamin, and then the bli attack is going to come out and you might ask this?